Welcome to Reese's Pieces Math. If you're taking AP Calculus and you're learning limits and continuity right now, I have a problem that's going to help you for the AP exam. They like to do these with a piecewise function. By the way, a piecewise function, f of x, which is equivalent to y. So it's like y equals, and they have this little brace, and they have two pieces with their own domain. Notice each domain, this one has an equal sign, which means this function is defined at x equals 2, and this one does not. This function is not defined at 2, which means it would have like an empty hole in the graph. Actually, I'm gonna give you a little visual of this so you can kind of have a better image in your mind. So if I was like comparing, is a piecewise function continuous or not? Maybe one of the pieces has the hole and it goes like that. And then the other piece has a solid dot, but it fills in right there and maybe it curves over here. And those are lined up at the same y value. So at x equals 2, these have the same y value. It's connected, it's continuous. Versus this. Maybe I have one piece that has the hole and it's going off that way, and the other piece has the closed dot. It's equal to 2 and it's going this way, but there's that jump or break in the graph. So that is not continuous. So that gives you the idea of what we're trying to show for something like this. This one equals 2, this one doesn't. Are they continuous? Well, this question's saying find the value of k that will make this function continuous. So I want to set those equal. They have to be equal, and I'm going to find that value. So I already set it up down here. And basically what you do is you take whatever x value you have here and plug it in. And you have the same x value here. Plug that in for x. So down here I'll put a 2 and a 2. And then you'll just algebraically solve for k. So this is 4 plus 1 is 5. That's 4. Half of 4 is 2. And then you just subtract 2 from both sides. Usually the algebra involved is fairly easy. It's the understanding the calculus that's most important. But for piecewise functions, if you want to know if it's continuous, set it equal, plug that x value in, and then